Hi, this is the Travel Rat, broadcasting to you from the New Forest and the Exbury Garden Railway. Exbury, in the heart of Hampshire's New Forest, is home of the De Rothschild family. And although the house is not open to the public, the family is proud to show off the extensive and beautiful garden. One way to see around the garden is to ride on the delightful miniature steam railway that runs through it. This was built in 2001. The idea of Leopold de Rothschild, or Mr. Leo to his staff, who dreamt of a railway around the family garden since his childhood. A remarkable point about it is that this isn't a restored industrial railway. Everything was built from scratch by the Exmoor Railway, an engineering firm in Devon, owned by Trevor Stirland. At the start, there were two steam locomotives, Rosemary and Naomi, named after Mr. de Rothschild's sisters. And so popular did the little railway become that the two engines were soon hard put to cope. So a third locomotive was commissioned. It would be bigger and more powerful, and would haul six carriages, rather than the four which was all the two smaller engines could manage. It would be called Marie Lou, which was the nickname for Mr. Leo's mother. In April 2008, the Queen, on a private visit to Exbury, took the first ride on Marie Lou, and the following day it made its inaugural public appearance. I was lucky enough to be invited to this inauguration and recorded the voices of Mr. Leo, Trevor Stirland, and his son Tony, who designed the engines. And we'll hear from Marie Lou. It can't speak, of course, but we can certainly hear it nevertheless.
Really? Did you were there yesterday, were you?
Oh, I haven't ever
been back.
Oh,
yeah.
Only found out about it.
You're the designer, you say, and your name is?
I'm Tony.
Tony.
Right. Been a two-year project. Quite an interesting one. Basically, they wanted something different from the existing engines, and this is what we've come up with.
Lovely piece of kit.
That's the first time one's actually been done like this, with the engine and the tender. Normally on this gauge you'd actually sit on the tender.
Yeah.
With the safety side of it, we've got sitting inside.
I see. This is really nice. Now, is there another set of carriages goes with it, or are they just making do with the existing ones?
We'll use the existing carriages. At the moment there's no room to store anymore.
Right.
But maybe one day there will be carriages to go with it.
We built the locomotive, and that is his wife, June, and that's the daughter, Julie. And there is John Whittington, who taught me how to drive. And I leave the floor to them.
Thank you. Well, I'd just like to say it's been the greatest pleasure to be associated with Exbury Railway right from its conception. We've been involved in building the rolling stock right from the initial engines, Rosemary and Naomi, and this, when we were asked if there was a possibility to have another loco, the only mandate was that it must be blue, but it must be different to the others. So that's our interpretation. We know we've got the blue right, so...
Yeah,
Trevor designed these locomotives very cleverly so that an idiot could drive them. And this one is very similar. It's a little stiff at the moment, but that's natural.
Is she heavier?
Oh yes, she's heavier, but you wouldn't notice it. Powerful.
So you can go around the bends faster.
Oh no.
Yes, Mary Lou, where did the name come from?
Mary Louise, with my mother. My mother's Mary Louise, and she was always known as Mary Lou. We weren't entirely certain how she spelled her name, but as it was the rhododendron, stuff like that, called after by my father, we assume that's the right thing.
Good an improvement. Up to now we've not actually taken six, but maybe later on.
Okay.
Well, I'm still testing it. but at the moment it is running alright. So no. We're very pleased with it.
Okay, thanks very much.
But that is actually the 40th steam loco to emerge from Exmoor.
The 40th one?
40th one, yes. Yeah. We never count them until they're up and running, because you can have parts and frames and all the rest of it, but until they're actually in service, then they're regarded as being complete. So, but yes, they go to garden centres and various sort of leisure parks, and Longleat, you know.
Yeah, Longleat I know about.
Oh, the first little loco we made was one called Brave Alley, which was a small, I'm just trying to remember, 440 I think. The only loco that actually was, there's been three different gauges in its lifetime. It started, because our railway started off being 7 1/4, because we've got a lot of 7 1/4 friends who, but we suddenly realised, or I realised, that where we are, stuck on the top of Exmoor, this wasn't going to work.
We've been past your place, years ago.
Oh right, yes. Well,
it's
sort of quite exposed and all the rest of it, and we thought, public railway, this isn't going to work, because people are going to come to us when it's wet, and it's miserable, they're not going to actually ride.
Well, like Jim.
Well, of course, that's right, yes, yes. Well, Jim was an inspiration, because, we used to go there and, like all the people, count the cars in the car park and think this is a great way of making a living and doing what you like. It's not quite as simple as that, but it seemed like that at the time. So we made this loco 7 1/4, and then all of a sudden this is going to work, so we cut it in half actually and made it 12 1/4, which was turned out to be quite a good idea. Eventually we decided it wasn't big enough and it was sold to another railway, so then it was regauged to 10 1/4, and that's what it is now. It belongs to somebody called Michael Whitehouse. It resides...
Oh yes, Michael is Welsh Highland Railway.
That's right, yes. Well, he's got a private line near Hereford, and that's one of his...
Well, that's it for this time. The music, as usual, was the Warna Ubi March by Kevin MacLeod. Stay safe, happy travels, and see you next time.